Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We did a great one. Paul Swanson had it just had a great one before. We're just going on informal conversations, talking with some of the best people. And obviously, Spencer Lee, we know he's the best in the business. All right, here he is. Spencer?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I was saying, have you ever used this before? It's like my first week ever using it.
I've gone live like maybe twice.
How's everything been?
Good, pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. Trying to stay safe. I'm here in like the Corona capital of the U.S. I'm in New York City.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It's not bad out in Iowa. It's not bad.
Yeah. Are most of the guys still on campus?
I mean, somewhat. We all live like in the same area, so there's a lot of guys still here. Some people may have went home, but not many. So,
yeah, crazy everything going on. What's it been like over there in Iowa? What have you guys been up to?
Well, we're not really allowed to, like, Carver's closed, so, like, we can't, like, work out there. So everything's kind of on our own, which is kind of rough. But, yeah. You know, we're doing what we can and, you know, running and whatever you can do, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. How do you stay on track? I mean, especially, you know, after everything with the NCAAs being shut down and now the Olympics, it's like, what do you do to stay on track both physically and mentally?
You just gotta focus on what's next. You know, like as soon as NCAAs was canceled, I was getting ready for the Olympic trials, and then as soon as the Olympic trials were canceled, it was kind of like, all right, let's get focused on staying healthy and working out and be ready for what's next, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's all you could really do. I mean, I think, do you think of, like, what are some other areas of my game that I could work that maybe, not the neglected, but maybe it's like, okay, well, now's a good time to work on this area that maybe hasn't been as developed?
Well, I mean, I think a big part of this is, like, doing, like, reps in your head, kind of what we talk about. You know, since we can't really be on the mat, so, you know, you can do, like, Terry always says, you can do 7 times more reps in your head than you could on the mat. And so, you know, just working on things that you want to work on, but like you can't end them on the mat. So it's just, well, it's all you really can do. Watch a lot of film. I watch a lot of film. I've been watching a lot of Arsen Fetsayev. He shoots a lot of like dump kind of things, and yeah, he has some funky stuff from back when he wrestled. So pretty cool.
He's a scoring machine.
He was, yeah.
So you can start. What's that shot that he has? That one shot that he hits on like it's a dump, right?
Yeah, it's a dump. He picks it up and then he kind of goes sideways with it, flips it. It's kind of odd. Sometimes he'll pick you straight up and then go backwards. He's kind of a freak, honestly. Yeah.
He's still coaching, right? Or no? He's a
political. Is that?
Is he still coaching, or he's now a political figure over there?
I'm pretty sure he's a political figure. They all end up like that.
They get hooked up with nice government jobs after.
Yeah, they do. They get a pension and a nice government job.
Yeah, That's good. Have the coaches been staying connected with the guys? Do you guys do any kind of like team meetings together?
We have like Zoom chats with the team just to give updates on like what they've talked about with like their administration or, you know, things like that. But you know, I mean, the guys are all, we all live right next to, so if you want to hang out, we could, but you know, we're all being smart and try not to, you know, get sick or anything.
Did they give you ideas of how to train? That was my son in the background, by the way. He says hello.
Awesome. What's up?
He was born, he's one. He was born last year, March 8th. That was during the Big Ten. And actually, I had him on my lap. He was 2 days old. He was watching you run a bar on a guy.
So maybe he'll learn, huh?
That was his first match he was watching.
That's awesome.
So, yep, I was in the hospital with him, Mount Sinai, Midtown Manhattan, right down the road. But, so do the coaches give you guys, like, set workouts to do now, or is it just kind of like you guys know what you're supposed to be doing?
Well, I mean, if you call them, they'll help you out, you know, but it's kind of a tough time now because we don't really know when we're going to compete next.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the map, you know, so like, you know, it's April and the next time we might compete might be November.
Right.
You know? So it's a little hard to like, be like, all right, you need to do this and this and this. It's just like, hey, what do you, they're kind of like, well, if you think you need this, then do it, you know, but stay healthy, stay safe, you know, don't be stupid and, you know, get what you need. Kind of what we're going on right now.
Yeah. So that'd be good. Those are good thoughts. So I guess what would you say, like maybe a middle school kid? What should a middle school kid be thinking now? What should a high school kid be thinking now?
Be the same thing.
What's that?
It should be the same thing. You know, what's best? What's next? Well, what can you do? Like let's say you look back on matches. Maybe there are things you need to improve on that you can rewatch and that you can, you know, do mental reps in your head or watch other people that you think that could, you know, help you improve on your game. And I mean, if you need strength training, if that's the thing that you need, is if it's cardio, if it's muscle endurance, you know, there are things that you can do right now, you know, to an extent, right? I mean, not everything's open, but, you know, you can always find ways to improve.
Yeah. So. And when you're watching your own matches and you're analyzing the film, you're going to be seeing, okay, this is what I'm doing well. This is what I need to work on. I guess, how do you kind of balance that? We were talking to, with Ben Askren about this today, making sure that you're always staying optimistic. Like I can succeed, like I am doing well, but at the same time, there's a lot I have to work on. How do you balance that maybe with watching film? That was something that I think throughout my career was always, here's another mistake. But also you got to remind yourself, this is good. This is working. What do you do to keep that balance while you're...
Well, I may not be the best person to ask that because I don't really watch myself wrestle.
I hate watching
I just don't do it. I don't watch film on myself. Everyone else has, like, after a match, you know, they got times with the coaches and they watch film. Me, I walk in, Terry has a clip for 15 seconds that he liked, and then we move on. And then I'm out. That's me. Whether I pin the guy or it was a decision win or tech or whatever, and he finds like 15 to 20 seconds, and he's like, "You got it right in your head, boom, done." That's it. You know, that's how I am. I think about everything so much that like, if he continues, you know, adding more and more and more and more when he thinks it's maybe unnecessary, then I might go a little cuckoo, you know, thinking about it. So he finds what he thinks is the most important, and you know, then he kind of just shoot at me at practice. You know, this, and then it's in my head, and I'm moving and I'm getting ready for, you know, improvement.
Yeah, that's a really good coach being able to see that, to be able to tell, like, oh, this kid's prone to, like, thinking about it too much, so let's just give him what he needs and then pull out, whereas maybe another wrestler may get insulted with that, right? They might want that.
Yeah, well, like DeSanto, he wants to watch his whole match. You know, he wants to know everything, you know? I'm very different, so people just think differently. You know, we're both very similar guys, but when it comes to, like, film, we're different, so...
Yeah. Who's usually who are you usually working out with? I mean, is he like your normal drill buddy or other people?
I mean, I worked out most. I mean, my was Paul Glenn probably who I work out with the most in the year. Teasdale sometimes a lot too. DeSanto is more like a once a week guy. He's always got his partners lined up. I'm kind of a come into practice like, hey Terry, who should I go with? kind of guy, but kind of my own problem, but you should always get your partners ahead of time. But
it's, you know, there's got to be a little different. Bit there because yes, I'm all about planning, right? You do want to plan your success and everything, but on the other hand, if that's going to be something that drives you crazy, or you're going to be then overthinking a lot, okay, I got to plan this. Sometimes that may suck the joy out of it. So you have to almost feel like, how do you balance those kind of two things, you know? Like,
yeah, I totally agree.
Lined up for me, I think that for me, that wouldn't be as fun. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't like, I don't like the fact thinking like, okay, well, I got Clark on Monday, I got Goodwin on Tuesday, I got Sito on Wednesday. Like, I'm kind of like the guy who's like, I'm a guy that like, I need to get ready for practice, you know? You know, I'm very high octane, and, you know, I just got to be able to get, like, you know, in shape, really. So I just got to, that's pretty much my big thing, is stay in shape and muscle endurance and, you know, mindset is big for me. Staying positive is a big thing. That's my biggest thing. I would tell everyone to stay positive. Yeah, so it's just how I am.
Yeah, no, obviously we left it at Big Ten when they said, what makes the difference? And you said mindset. I'm like,
yeah it is. It is. I mean, it's just positivity. You know, if I was just like maybe this is an extreme example. Let's say I was mad at Tech Fall Hib, whatever, 16-2 or something, I think. I don't even know. But what if I'm thinking about that the whole time? My mind, as soon as that match is over, was like, all right, Nationals. You know, everyone's like, how happy are you to win Big Tens? First time ever winning Big Tens. How do you feel? I'm like, I'm ready for Nationals. You know, that's how I was. And I don't think I'll ever change.
Yeah. So. Well, it's just the next task at hand, right? What's the next thing?
Yeah.
Next thing. And if you're living like that, as long as you're being prepared for everything, that's a great place to be, as opposed to kind of like settling in on the past. I feel like,
yeah.
Because now, obviously, wrestling career being done, me and my brother, right? So now
we're
taking everything that we had there, and now we're applying that to business. And it's like, okay, maybe you had a good day, maybe you didn't have a good day. What's the next thing, right? So with positivity, that's a big thing. And a lot of people throw that word around. Like, yeah, you got to be positive. And it's like people think it's all, you know, everyone holds hands and sings Kumbaya. But being positive is a tough thing. Like you said, what are some of the things you tell yourself or do to remain positive, even if you didn't have a good day? Like talking to yourself, visualization, what is it?
I think just having a good like support group, you know, people telling you over and over again, like, it's good, you're fine, like, that helped me a lot. Like, I'll be very, like, maybe, I wouldn't say negative, but, like, not as positive as you should be. And then Terry's like, think about what you did good today. Like, what did you do good today? Instead of focusing on the one bad thing that happened. And, you know, you gotta, like, bring yourself back. You know, you know, they always have things, you know, Tom and Terry always had things where it was like their comeback point, like whether it was like a point that you look at on your body and you like, you're right in your back, you know? So you just got to train yourself to know that, like, once you look there, like you know how it is. It's like if you had like a comeback, let's say your comeback point was like looking at your thumb, yeah. You know, for example. And like, you're kind of freaking out that you look. And then if you do it over and over again, every time that you're like freaking out, eventually when you look at your thumb, you're going to calm down. You know, there are things that you can do like that, you know, and we have like a, you know, mental toughness routine that all the guys have, you know, we call it 10 minute toughness. And it's really, really, really a big deal for us. And, you know, we push that a lot, and everyone on the team has it. You know, we have a pamphlet, you know, I don't even know where mine is.
No, it's great stuff. And like you said, that's one of the things that we talk about. We call it a reset button, right? Everyone has something, whatever we're calling it. Oh, there it is. Yep, that's toughness. There it is. So you had it there, you were prepared.
Yeah, toughness routine. Process goals, product goals, you know.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, we talk about that, having the process versus outcome goals. Obviously, both are important, but most of the time, you'll be focusing on what's in your control. You don't have direct control of that championship. Right? You have control over what's right in front of you. And like you said, about having, like, for our guys, we tell them, you got to make sure you have a reset button. So what are you telling yourself? Ref makes a bad call. What's your reset, right? What do you tell yourself? Your opponent takes a cheap shot, does something dirty, same kind of thing, right? You're winning by a point with 30 seconds left. What were you going to say?
It just makes me laugh because, like, I don't really get frustrated by any of that, you know? Yeah. In the middle of my match, like, the guy could probably punch me in the face, and I think I would just run to the middle. Like, I wouldn't be, like, I've never, like, shoved someone. I've never, like, I'm just, like, all I'm focused on is, like, the match. Once that whistle blows, like, if the ref makes a bad call, like, I kind of just look at Tom and Terry, and they go, you're good. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. And I just don't even think about it, you know. So I've always been kind of, I might have had a problem with that like in high school, so I don't really know what changed. I feel like maybe that was arrogance. I don't know. I don't want to like put myself down, but I think it was more like respecting everyone and then like knowing that you can like control what you can control. And if I can't control what the ref does, then I can control what's going to happen next by scoring points and continuing to score points. So that's just kind of how I've always been.
Yeah. No, a lot of times, unfortunately, it's one of those long processes of trial and error. Like it happens, we make the mistake over and over, and finally throw your hands up and say, well, the heck with it. This is all control. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you can't freak out about it. You know, once you start freaking out, then you're not focused and when you're not focused, things go bad, right? So.
But it messed up so many guys. A lot of guys we talk to, even at the college, even Olympic level, where they're coming to us saying like that's what's throwing them off, and it's years of practice that go down the drain. Once they weren't expecting to get taken down first, and they weren't planning for it, or you know whatever might happen, they just didn't have that plan for it, or like they have a lead with short time left, and they totally change up their strategy, and then guy gets taken down. So.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I mean, I don't know if I've ever been taken down in the first period first. My entire college career, I don't know if that's ever happened. So I don't think that I would have cared, because all Terry would have said was, get out and take him down back. That's all you got to think about, you know. Can't worry about it. But yeah, I don't think I have. I've been taken down before I got taken down. My freshman year, I did that. Tom Sello. Yep.
That ability to stay in the present moment, that I hope that the people watching, like when you think about that, that is such a strength that if, you know, a lot of people, they might have that more naturally than others, or maybe they went through the process of trial and error, or like maybe they're going through our program, we're teaching them how to do it, whatever it is, that's a massive strength. Just like having, you know, really good takedown, a really good, you know, really strong in one of your muscles, like having that mental muscle there is like, that's big. That would be one of the key things that would make you special. And I think like a lot of the top guys, a lot of times we overlook that. We just look in terms of like their talent or a certain shot that they have. And we don't always look because we can't see our mindset, but you can see it because you can see a guy staying consistent the whole time, which is big. You know, a lot of people don't realize the reason why we have the black and gold. That's not by mistake, because we grew up watching, our coaches had us watching Competitor Supreme. You know, the Gable, and then the season, I think that was the 2001-2002 season.
Yeah.
So we made our colors originally, the Iowa colors, and I don't think we really ever told anyone that, but the time it was really clear, the time it was where it became really clear, Iowa came to Rutgers, and we're working with Kemmer and everything like that, and great guy, and we're here with our mindset shirts, and I went to Rutgers for 3 years before I transferred to UPenn. My brother grew up at Rutgers all 5 years. So we're around all Rutgers, and my family comes in with the black and yellow. And I was like, oh man, I'm gonna find out right now. This is why we picked these colors. Because we were always like, we wanted to have that Hawkeye mentality. I just made a book, wasn't planning on pulling this out, but even our spiritual strength book, Building Athletes for Christ, black and yellow. I wanted to keep that whole theme of black and yellow because I think that's
awesome.
And I mean, for me, with building our program, I would look at the stuff that Gable was saying and brands, just watching those different clips from them. And I tried to put together a program that was built on the Hawkeye mentality. And I remember brands chewing out Mako after winning his first Midlands title in the season, if you remember that. And he's like, clock watcher, can't be a clock watcher. You're watching the clock the whole third period. Chewed him out right after winning the Midlands as a freshman. And I said, you know, that's a special thing right there. That's what separates this coach from other coaches who, even though his athlete as a freshman won it, he was focused on the process. He was focusing on the things he could control. That's big to me.
Yeah, I mean, the process is the whole thing with those guys. It's not like one match has defined you. It's a whole season of learning and getting ready for, like, you know, what's the next best thing, which is always the next thing, right? So
yeah, no, absolutely. That's always everything we say about like the whole predator mindset, like focusing on what you could control. That's what you could control. So that's what you do. And if the best you could take is third, you get third. If the best you could take is seventh, you take seventh, right?
Yep.
That's awesome stuff. What are some other things? What do you guys do in terms of any other like tips or anything you do over there with just peak performance, that given getting to relax under pressure, focus on the right things before you go out there? Is there any?
We have routines that, like, from the our manual, that people do before matches. I'm not like a 10-minute get ready for a match guy. I have to be relaxed. I'm not a guy who gets fired up or hype or anything before any match.
Yeah,
it's just not who I am, and I'll never be that way. Some guys might get super fired up, like Cole Ott, for example. He said he didn't need anyone to fire him up because he was already fired up enough and needed a calm coach in the corner. I'm so calm, I need a crazy coach in the corner because I want to be able to hear him. I want to be able to, you know, like if the whole arena is loud and Terry speaks, I hear Terry. It's just I only hear, you know, he's the only voice I hear, you know, and sometimes Jacob Warner. But just joking. But yeah, I just like having a little routine before the match. Like me, I always tell myself, hard, smart, take down a turn. You know, like it's just how I wrestle. You know, everything to me is to score points. And I'll take down and take down and take down to turn you. And then it's maybe I cut you and I take you down again to turn you. You know, you get two takedowns a turn, it's 12-1. You know, match is almost over. So, right. You know, that's how I am, how I think. And, you know, everyone has different things. Every guy has a different routine. It's just, you got to find that routine, and once you find it, you got to perfect it, and it's never perfected ever, you know? You'll never perfect it. It's just always improving based on how you feel, like, you know, what tournament you're at. Everything's just different, like the environment that you're at. It's just, you know, if you're overseas, it might be different because you don't have the same things that you're used to that you might have in America, you know? So you don't have the same food, the same, you know, but you got to find things that are similar. Like whenever I went overseas, you know, my dad was the guy that always got the stuff. Like, I liked pasta the night before, so my dad made sure I had pasta the night before. You know, just things like, little things like that, like, made you comfortable, you know? Or, like, maybe you wear the same shoes every match or something, you know? Like, things that, like, little things that you might not think make a difference, but, like, they kind of calm you. You know, maybe, but at the end of the day, as Terry Brand says, that none of that matters. All that matters is the work you put in and going out there and wrestle. So, like, things may matter to you maybe a little bit mentally, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter as long as you're ready to go and your mind's sharp and you're focused. So
that's right. Yeah. Cause it's like, okay. Yeah. Maybe that day, maybe you had a good warm up. Maybe you didn't, maybe you ate the food you liked. Maybe mm-hmm. you didn't. But at the end of the day, you know, are you going to shoot or not out there? Are you going to go for
yeah.
the top? It's like, it doesn't really make a difference. You put all the preparation in the bank.
Exactly.
Now I got one that was just popping in my head while you were speaking. Good question. Energy management in between rounds of tournaments. Like you said, there's different parameters. If there's mm-hmm. a tournament, that's a certain parameter. Now, 3 days at the NCAAs, that's a unique thing. Now you're doing a 2-day tournament. It's like, how do you manage it in between rounds? Let's start with that. Go ahead.
It's a little different though, because NCAA tournament is the easiest tournament you'll ever wrestle in if you don't lose.
Yeah.
Because you wrestle in the morning, then you wrestle 12, 13 hours later at night, and then you wrestle the next day in the morning, then you wrestle late at night, and then you wrestle late at night. So, like, if you don't lose, it's an easy tournament. But if you lose, you're, like, all day, man. Like I had teammates come back at, like, 11:30, and then they had to cut weight. They're running on the treadmill, you know? Yeah. And they're done at, you know, 12:30 at night, and I've been in bed since 10, you know? Like, so just, like, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not saying, like, you have to win. I'm just saying that, like, you got to know what you're getting into. Like, as soon as that match was over and they lost, they weren't down, they weren't upset. Immediately it was like, I gotta make weight, I gotta get rest, and I gotta get ready to get up in the morning so I can make weight and get ready for the next thing, you know? And I think that's like a really, really big deal for you know, it shows a lot of, like, I wouldn't want any of my teammates to lose, but it shows how, like, you know, how they're taught the mind and heart, you know. And I always feel bad, like, I want to help them, you know, but I can't. I gotta get ready for myself, and, you know, it's hard, but, you know, that's big deal to me, just like that, being able to, like, turn that switch on to change and be able to move on to what's next, you know?
Yeah. I guess the other thing, though, the mental parameters there, though, where you haven't wrestled the whole day. I mean, what do you think? So if there's a match in the morning, match at night, what are you doing in between? What are you not doing in between? I've heard Jordan Burroughs say before, the more wrestling he watches during the day at a tournament, the more nervous he gets. I guess that's different for each athlete, obviously.
No, I could see that.
Do you want to get away from things? Do you want to get some
rest? Our coaches believe as soon as you're done, get out, you know, because we're very, like, our team is very close. So we are into every single match our team's in. So, like, if a guy's wrestling and that match is close, like, we're, like, into it, you know? And then you're not worried about yourself. Like, team titles come from individuals being selfish and doing their job, even though we all want to support our team and watch them. You know, like, I'm back at the hotel, maybe watching a little bit, or maybe I don't want to watch it because I might be, you know, I might, gotta, you know, I want to take a nap. So maybe I'll just watch on Twitter, like, updates that we have, and then, you know, I'll take a nap or something. You know, I just don't, I'm a guy who could watch the matches because I get fired up, but, like, I've never felt like it bothered me, but it's probably because I'm the first match, you know? But, like, if you're a guy like maybe Warner, and he's, like, super into our matches at dual meets, like, he's just, like, he's the biggest supporter of us as a teammate. And the next thing you know it, like, he's up in two matches, but he's been yelling the whole time. You know, he hasn't gotten his routine may have got changed, you know? So sometimes you got to learn when to, like, boom, you got to relax. And, like, he changed in the middle of the year. Instead of cheering us on till the break and then Marinelli, boom, 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 he was already up there, you know, just relaxing, watching on TV. But it's different when you're not in Carver, you know? Carver is electric and it's loud and the fans are super loud, you know, and you get into it, you know, like at Penn State, we're all, yeah, you saw me, I was going crazy too, but I couldn't imagine if that was me and I hadn't wrestled yet, I would have been up in the room, you know, it would have been, because I got to focus on myself, no matter who I was wrestling, didn't matter if the guy was the, you know, worst in the Big Ten or if he was number one in the Big Ten, it didn't matter, you know, I would have been up there and I would have been relaxed and getting ready for my match.
Yeah.
You know, because that's just how you got to be for every single match.
So, yeah, no, that's really big, and that's yet another Hawkeye philosophy that I've learned from watching the brand's interviews and everything that we built in originally when we put this whole thing together, that everyone has to themselves, because we have a lot of wrestlers that they're looking up at the team score, they're watching their teammate. I mean, when I was in high school, my brother is a 103-pounder, I was a 140-pounder.
Yeah.
For him, I'm wrestling a match before I'm actually stepping out there to compete.
Well, what good is absolutely. That?
So all the energy is draining out of you. And you know how if there's like an upset right before you, you feel that in your stomach, you know? Mm. So I felt like a lot of times guys don't need that. And then also, how about what's the mentality knowing, okay, I just have one more match tomorrow and it's at night. So like NCAAs, you just went in the semis and now it's like, okay, you have a full day to think about it. Whereas I would think it's a lot easier when you're going boom, 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 and then you have a finals match.
For
now
sure.
Say you're in your head.
Well, like, the biggest thing will be probably just, like, relax and fuel, you know, make sure you're ready, keep fueling, keep sipping water, hydration is key on a long day like that, you know, you still gotta make weight in the morning, like, I don't really cut that much weight, so, like, I'm never worried about that, so, you know, just doing kind of the normal things, and just fueling, and eating and drinking, and then, taking a nap, and just, you know, I always shower after that, just to wake myself up, and then I go over early, and I always, you know, I gotta get my knee taped and all that stuff. And get ready for, you know, just, I just got to relax, you know, because me, I need like 10, 12 minutes hard blowout warm up and I'm ready to go. Like, I'm good. And then I'm getting the rest of my whole life. So I'm used, you know, I know what to do.
Will you get a match in or no, you just blow out the lungs?
No, I just blow it out because you got to blow it out of you because you haven't, you know, had a match yet, but I'm not a guy who needs a match in the morning and then blow it out again. I tried that my freshman, sophomore year, but it wasn't me. You know, the coaches realized that when, like, I'm a guy who doesn't really cut weight, so they would make me eat and drink before weigh-ins to warm up and then weigh in. And then like, you're at the arena, you know, you're like, do you go back? You know, just we had a routine, you know. So, like, me, I wake up on weight now, and I eat and drink for, like, a day like that. And then some guys, they might need to get a warm-up in. Like, Kemmer, he probably gets a warm-up in beforehand, you know, just different than me. Me, I blow it out. I'll be breaking a sweat, and I'm so hydrated because I'm not, like I said, I'm not really cutting weights. So, like, I'm not, like, cutting water or anything. Then I'll be sweating all the way until I get to the mat, pretty much. You know, and then I sit down, and I just relax. Hey, have you ever seen me before a match? I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not bouncing around or anything. I'm sitting down in a chair like this, and Terry's probably just, like, doing whatever, pushing me, you know, rubbing my back or, like, my hair or something, you know? So just a little different, but I'm different. I'm not like the other guys on my team. I'm the only one who does stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Well, there's no cookie cutter answer of how to deal with each and every kid. Like, of course we have a program. So naturally what we try to do is you got to standardize it. Otherwise you don't.
Yeah.
Have to, right? But then on top of that, once you actually work with the kid, you're saying, okay, so what works for you? Like, you probably have some guys in your team where they will do a full match and they might need that full match.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
And then, and then, And then are a lot of guys listening to music? Because a lot of times I've seen guys that listen to too hard of music that gets them too fired up, better off listening to a song that makes them smile or laugh. Like, I like the Pokemon thing because in my mind, that's perfect because now you're going out there with a good feel. It's an upbeat song, but you're still reminding yourself this isn't life or life or death.
Yeah, I probably would have went out to, like, Fur Elise this year.
Really?
Some piano, yeah. Because I don't need music. I don't get fired up. Music doesn't fire me up for a match. Because I'm too relaxed, too nervous even, you know? You know, I use that nervous energy positively. So, like, it's just, I'm a little different. Like, I wouldn't want, like a hard, fired, you know, just not who I am. Like, I don't think I've, in my entire life, I don't think I've ever listened to music before a match.
Yeah.
Ever.
So. Yeah. You know, it's finding out what works for you. And that's where, I mean, how did you come to that process of finding, like, hey, this works for me, this doesn't work for me? I know, like, years of experience is the easiest.
Yeah, but, you know, trial and error. I just knew that, like, I listen to music a lot. Like, my teammates will joke that I will always have headphones on. But it's probably because, like, I'm kind of a loner. So, like, I'm walking around campus. I probably just don't want people saying hi to me or anything. I just want to get to my class and get done with that and then get ready for practice, you know. But so, like, before, like, I walk into arenas with music on and stuff, but, like, my music's just very happy, like, you know, happy go whatever, you know, not fired up kind of music. It's just not what I listen to. And I just realized that I didn't need it before matches. All I needed was, you know, slap my coach's hand and for him to tell me, you know, no one works harder than you in the world or something, or, you know, whatever they want to say, and then boom, kicks the butt. So,
yeah. How do you, and I guess just another thought, just I've always thought, how do you, like mentally, just knowing, going up against someone who's really good, because, of course, you're going up against really good opponents, even though you're putting up big numbers against them, saying to yourself, like, I could still beat this guy very bad, like, he's good. If I had a bad day, I could lose, but I could still beat this guy really bad, like, mentally being able to tell ourselves that against a solid opponent.
I mean, if I had a really bad day, I don't believe anyone could beat me. Even if I was having a bad day, I don't believe anyone could beat me. That's just how, on my worst day, that's what Tom Brands always says. He goes, that guy, he could beat me on my worst day, because that's how you got to believe. You know, even if you're wrestling your worst, it's still got to be, like, your worst has got to be at a certain point, you know?
That's
how they kind of talk. Because it shouldn't matter, you know? If you're hurt, sick, whatever, that's why you'll never hear me make an excuse if I'm hurt or sick, because it doesn't matter. Because, you know, the only way I would ever say an injury matters is if you physically cannot wrestle. Like, if it could be life or death, or you could be paralyzed or something, then maybe, you know, that's for sure. But if it's, like, just, like, you know, blowing a shoulder out or something, if you can wrestle with it, then finish the match, you know. But if it's something that's not the best thing for you, you should have a relationship with your trainer. Like, me and my trainer, Jesse Donaworth, he's the man. He's the reason I'm able to compete these seasons, you know. And his relationship with all of us, you know. We would know if we cannot compete just by the way he would speak to us, you know? Yeah. So it's a little different, but I am blessed to have him as a trainer. He's the best trainer in the whole country, I believe. And, you know, that's just, I'm just lucky. So.
That's awesome. I mean, I guess what does he have you guys doing? Like prehab stuff in between rehab?
He's like a coach. He's just like a coach. He knows wrestling. He knows what's best for you. And he has an individual thing for everyone. It's not like, oh, your knee's hurt. Here's the bands and here's this. It's like, he looks at you. How do you feel? What are you feeling like? What do you think you can do today? And then you tell him, and then he tells you what he thinks you should do today. But he wants to know what you think, you know? Or he's like, you know, today you can drill today. No live. And I want you to go with this guy as a partner. Like, that's how much he knows, you know? That's how like lucky we are. You know, I'm not saying every program doesn't have that or may have that. I don't know. But I just know that we're lucky because, like, I go up to him and he's got a plan. And if he doesn't, we're going to make a plan together and we're going to figure it out. And it's just, you know, he's a big mindset guy, too. So,
yeah, no, that's phenomenal. How'd you feel in high school? Did you feel like you had, like, that good support staff? Like, I know at Iowa, you got all these great people around you.
I mean, and I had great coaching staff in high school. Like, some of the best ever, but it's just, you don't have the support network that you have at Iowa. It's just different, you know, the guys on the team, like, I was a little, you know, I couldn't, like, compare myself to any of them, because, you know, they had different priorities, most of them, than I did. And, you know, it's high school still, you know, not like it's not your job.
Yeah.
You know, high school teachers, if you had to miss like a class, they were kind of mad at you, you know. Teachers here, they're like, awesome, we'll get you the work. Let's get it done. Let's figure it out, you know, which is kind of nice. But
fortunately, most of the wrestlers aren't dealing with that kind of situation. Like,
yeah.
But the only you and maybe one other guy, maybe it's just yourself that's the only serious wrestler there. You don't have you don't have the coaches, yet you still have the aspirations to get it done at a high level. It's tough.
It is. It's. I mean, high school is tough, man. I don't miss my high school days at all. not at all. Stupid. But just different level, different. You know, it's nice being around people with high level mentalities as well. That's such a big difference.
I was gonna say, like, when you're walking in a room, you have a lot of guys who people who've won world championships and people who are aspiring to win world championships. It becomes par for the course. They're like, the bar is just raised.
Bar is nuts here. The bar is Tom Brands.
Yeah. It's about as high.
Even higher than that. What?
That's as high of a bar as you could set there.
I don't know. The only thing he could have done was maybe go one more Olympic gold medal and win nationals as a freshman. That's about, you know. And then he win worlds every year he did. But other than that, I don't know how much else he could do.
He tacked the guy in the Olympic finals, right?
I don't know if he tacked him. I think it was like 9-0.
Was
8-0. But he kicked his butt.
It was a beatdown.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he got scored on in the finals.
No, he didn't.
Maybe one point in the whole tournament. I don't know. No, he's 1996 Tom Brands, not Tom Brands. I don't think anyone wants to wrestle. That's scary, Tom Brands.
Definitely not. No, that's crazy. No, that's great. That's great stuff. And it's nice to hear, like, your viewpoint on everything. It's just very refreshing because a lot of guys don't fit that kind of mold. Like, they get themselves up. And I think a lot of guys need to hear that this is such an individual sport that you need to know what works for you. It's not just, copy the monkey, where you see this one guy, they're very successful. They get real fired up, so you've got to do that. Nor does it necessarily mean your way is what's going to work for them. But just, I think, them thinking about it, that there are multiple ways to approach this. And you might think you're helping yourself, but you might be hurting yourself. Like me, I'm always a high-energy guy. I'm high-energy at 35. And at 15, I was nuts, right? I didn't need to be listening to Tupac or Eminem before I competed. Well, that would have been helpful to know that.
Yeah, now.
But no one told me that in high school.
Yeah.
I thought you needed to be listening to Eye of the Tiger and Rocky in order to be successful. So that's what I'm listening to before my matches, and I'd get stressed out. And in college, I had to change it up and do something to remind myself to have fun. So we tell our guys, pick one small thing you do to keep it fun, light, joke around with a friend, some kind of bit of fun to make you relax.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am for matches, just kind of joking around. Until Terry says you're on deck, then like, changes a little bit, but you gotta keep it fun. It's at the end of the day, it's sport. It's not like life or death. We're fortunate for that, but you know, it's not like gladiators or anything, even though we say it's like a gladiator sport. But
yeah, real fortunate. And I think that's one of those things. That's also another one of those Iowa philosophies that for me, I always really liked. That it really seemed like when anytime I heard Gable or Brands or any of those guys talk, it was always, this is life. Like, it's building virtue for life. And that's, I always hope that with wrestling mindset, what we were teaching was this is using sports as a vehicle to build virtue. It's using wrestling as a way to build mental skills for your whole life. Remember seeing something on Tom Brands talking about how using these, the Adam dummies. And before, I don't know if you ever saw that video, but he talks about, like, you know, not letting a day go by without improving, and always getting the next best thing, and how he said that this is going to help in your family life, your social life, business, career. Like, it's not just Iowa smash mouth robot wrestling and that's it. I never got that sense from my Iowa ever. It was always a big picture, and that's what you apply to your entire life. So that's my thought.
Yeah, well, you know, like the quote, once you wrestle, everything in life is easy.
Yeah,
Tom always says that once you wrestle, everything in life is easier.
Easier.
Because you know how to deal with everything, you know? So he's not, like, putting down the quote. But he's just, in his mind, that's how he thinks. That's how he thinks. And, you know, he's a high-level mindset man, and he's not afraid to tell you what's the right thing to do or what he thinks is the right thing to do, you know?
No, that's important. Like I said, the Hawkeye mentality, I watched that video that you're referring to also. There was one that he spoke about that on Flow. I watch that stuff all the time. So in my mind, that was Iowa Hawkeye wrestling is always like the foundation of everything that we tried to do with wrestling mindset. So that's I love all the things you guys are about, and the way you compete, the way you carry yourself. Like I said, it goes beyond wrestling. It's not just a showboat. Look at me. Look how great I am. It's no high quality person also, which to me is just huge. So that's great stuff, Spencer. Yeah. How's everything going? Family doing well now?
Yeah. Yep. So far so good. Yeah, we're surviving these crazy times.
It's nuts. Like, who would have predicted? It's just, you know, you never know. And this is where, like, wrestling would teach you, okay, adversity.
Yeah.
Find a way. Like, stay positive. Mm-hmm. Be resilient. And what's the opportunity here? And that's how I had to look at it for business, too. It's like, okay, I can't get out to coaches' conventions. I can't be speaking places live. So, okay, what's the next best thing? Hey, maybe Spencer Lee wants to talk. You know?
Yeah.
Pretty good consolation prize.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff, brother. Yep, anytime, and you know, happy to help. And just stay safe. Keep doing what you're doing. All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, right? Gotta stay not crazy, right?
That's
stable
it.
In these times.
That's it. You're preaching to the choir here. That's a
good yeah.
Right. So yeah, tell everyone at Iowa we said hello. God bless you guys. All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll see you.
Yep. See ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.